Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Be Unique Unscripted, because an authentic life is unscripted. Presented by Bronner House Museum, Eliza Taylor, the spiritual therapist, and Little Green Oasis. Unscripted brings you amazing guests and open mic nights every Thursday night at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an opportunity to learn more. Visit our calendar on beunique.org to see who we have scheduled to appear next. That's beunique.org.
Hello, everybody. I'm back. This is Mary Brotherton. Long time no talk. Well, I talk a lot. I talk on Manifest Mondays. I talk on Transformational Tuesdays. I talk on Just Ask Mary. But I haven't talked on Thursday nights on Unscripted in a while. But whenever Tony needs a break, I step in to fill in for him. He started doing this, being the host of Unscripted, because I needed a break. And he stepped in one night, and he just kind of never left. You know, he's like one of those relatives who comes to visit but never goes home on time. Tony, you know I love you, and it's quite all right. Now, tonight, I thought I had a really exciting guest. Was going to talk about the Unicorn Children's Foundation, and I love the idea of unicorns. However, I think I'm going to have to revise my description unless my guest shows up. I was expecting Sharon Alexander, the CEO, to come talk to me about the Unicorn Children's Foundation, and she may be having some issues. I did reach out to her publicist and got no answer. Then I reached out to Sharon herself and still have gotten no answer. But that happens. I understand. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to open up the microphone to anybody who wants to call me and talk about anything. This could be an extended Manifest Monday show on Thursday. It can be an extended Just Ask Mary show. It can be a Be Unique open mic show, which I think is pretty awesome. My number is 516-418-5651. And what I'm going to do, first of all, is introduce you to Newsly. Hold on.
Have you ever read a web article on the internet that really spoke to you? No, I mean really spoke to you. Well, let me tell you about Newsly. Newsly is the new and incredible audio app made especially for iOS and Android. Newsly picks up web articles about the most trending topics throughout the entire internet. And at any given moment, Newsly reads those web articles to you in a natural human voice. Browse your favorite articles from topics you choose. Stop scrolling, start playing, start listening, and start learning. And Newsly has podcasts as well. Explore trending podcasts from over 40 countries. Our podcasts, Unscripted, Coffee, Candy, and Creative, and On Demand are there too. Go to www.newsly.me to download and use Newsly for free now. And if you use promo code BeUniqueRadio, all one word and with caps, receive a one-month free premium description. For the first time in the history of the internet, the web becomes listenable. Listen and learn with Newsly.
Well, thank you. You did get to hear Tony a little bit tonight. Folks, let me tell you, I don't like being stood up, but I don't like to think that people have stood me up, because I remember one time, I think he was our very first guest was Carrick Felix, and he was right on time. But one of my first guests who didn't come as expected was Coach Michael Taylor. And I try not to prejudge. I try not to assume what someone may or may not be doing or why they may or may not have called in. And in Michael's case, he was at the emergency room with his grandson. So his grandson's fine. This has been a couple of years ago. And Michael came back on the show a second time, and we had a great conversation. And then we had him come back a little later on, too. So you never know what is going to happen. You never know who's going to show up. But if you want to call and talk to me, and I'd love to have you talk to me, my number is 516-418-5651. And while I'm going to actually promote this on Facebook a little bit and tell you guys to listen up. I have a little story to share with you from Aaron Frakes.
Why I Think Writers Should Play Role-Playing Games by Aaron Frakes. If I had never started tabletop role-playing games, I wouldn't have thought I could write a novel or create a business from playing pretend. If asked, I would be hard-pressed to say which came first, my love of writing or my love of role-playing games. As a child, I loved to play games most children play, where they run around with seemingly no rules and no set code of conduct. When the children would say, "Act like I punch you in the face," to which the other child would respond with, "But no, I smack your hand before it gets to me." The games where kids would pretend the ability to fly over cities or were strong enough to lift cars and throw them at other kids. Your basic playing pretend. As a kid, I always drew a blank when adults asked what I wanted to be when I grew up. How could I say I wanted to play pretend for a living? Near the same time, I found an interest in reading, writing, and creating my own stories. I remember one of the stories I wrote in third or fourth grade involved cutting zombies in half and driving cars into them, resulting in an explosion of green viscous fluids. I'm sure I didn't use the word viscous because there's no way a fourth grader knows that word. While my teacher was understandably concerned about the subject matter, she also approached my parents about the quality of my writing. I had put my whole mind into that assignment because I had loved it. I was playing pretend in my head and having fun. As I grew older, it became harder to find other kids that still wanted to play those games of pretending to be superheroes and villains, cops and robbers, mutants and aliens. So a lot of my time was spent walking through the woods and pretending to be any of those things by myself. I'm under no illusion that that was normal behavior for a 14 or 15-year-old to still pretend to be a warlord hacking through armies at that age. But I lived about a half a mile into the woods away from my nearest neighbor, 7 miles away from town, which translated into about 4 hours by bike. So that was my joy. That was my fun. I had heard of tabletop role-playing games in the vague way that most southern country folk had. It's a tool of the devil, and they can make you renounce your faith. They're meant to get you involved with powers beyond your understanding so the devil can steal your soul. Stay away from those satanic devil games. Be sure to read Be Unique's Extra blog for how a devoutly religious friend introduced me to Dungeons & Dragons and how that enhanced my writing skills. For Be Unique Magazine, this is Aaron Frakes.
Now, how can you go wrong with that? You get to hear a nice, soft gentleman's voice, and you learn a little bit, too. I have another story I want to share with you. Another delightful human being, Marilyn, is going to tell you about the word namaste. So if you want to call and talk to me instead of hearing stories, call 516-418-5651. Otherwise, you're stuck with me talking to myself.
This is Marilyn Bryant, reading for Be Unique. Namaste honors the place in you, which is of love, of truth, of light, and of peace. I have been doing yoga for more than 30 years now, and will always be thankful for my first instructor. She never pushed me to do more than I felt comfortable with, and cautioned everyone to be careful and honor our bodies. She said they were the temples of our souls. She also always finished the session with the word namaste, pronounced namaste. I thought it meant peace be with you, until I came across this anonymous meaning one day. I honor the place in you in which the entire universe dwells. I honor the place in you which is of love, of truth, of light, and of peace. When you are in that place in you, and I am in that place in me, we are one. Wow, this beautiful soul-centered blessing touched my heart. It lifted me up and made me want to say namaste to everyone I know and love. So I began to do just that. I said it to my younger sister, with whom I had occasionally talked about my growing spiritual awareness, even though sharing sometimes meant I encountered a lot of resistance from her. Surprisingly, when I shared the meaning of namaste, she opened up to me a little more. She admitted she had been confused about the path I was on. She was wary of the changes I was making, but she was glad I thought my spiritual work was really benefiting me. She was happy I was healing from the past, that I was feeling more peaceful. We were thousands of miles apart chatting via video calls, and it seemed that simple word, namaste, had touched her soul. She wanted to know more about spiritual concepts. She confessed she was struggling with acceptance, unable to let go of needing everything to be the way it should be. I explained that letting go of expectations and accepting reality is less painful. It was enlightening to discover we are both empaths. We have a special ability to sense energy. Although taking in negative vibes from others is not beneficial sometimes, we are grateful for this gift. That is what I love about namaste. It is a gift, the recognition of who we are and our connection to each other. I believe it contributes to elevating consciousness overall because it acknowledges our awareness. It contributes to the spiritual knowledge available everywhere. In fact, ultimately, it is the knowing contained in our light, our beautiful soul energy that we offer to all who are looking to know themselves and find meaning in life. So in saying namaste, we bless and connect with each other in the most soulful way. The truth, too, is it doesn't matter if someone is aware of its meaning or not. The loving energy contained in this one word will still reach them. Perhaps you will join me in silently blessing all those you encounter going forward by saying namaste. This is Marilyn Bryant. Thanks for listening.
Well, namaste to you, Marilyn. And that is something that we should think about from time to time. What are we saying and what does it mean? Words do have meanings. If you want to talk to me about your meaning, give me a call at 516-418-5651. And while I'm waiting to see who might call me, I've got another story to share with you. Here you go. I think this is Tyrell.
I don't think I even know what to type. Not because I don't have anything to say, but because I'm overwhelmed, only in the best way, though. See, about 3 weeks ago, I packed my things, got in my car, and drove to Los Angeles. Along the way, I encountered a few problems, but it was all in all great. With soaring temperatures and a car with no AC, I made one of the most memorable trips of my life. Seeing mountains and deserts, thriving communities, and energy plants, I even got the chance to cross a few state lines with other drivers. Why am I telling you this? I'm telling you this because even though a few things stood in my way, I didn't let them stop me. In the same instance, you are just as unstoppable. We talk about the end, but we rarely talk about the journey. Never let anyone tell you what you are capable of doing, no matter how hard it may be. If you want it bad enough, no one could stop you. Time after time, we compare ourselves to other statuses, not putting into context how amazing and prosperous we all can be. In order to be unique, you have to be able to uniquely find your niche, your passion, your drive, your purpose. These are all things we can push to their limits. Remember, you are special, you are talented, and you can do anything you set your mind to. Pursue, pursue, and pursue until you can no longer friends. What do I know, though? I'm just a funny guy.
He is a funny
this
guy,
too. This is Tyrell Ernest. Let's be unique.
Tyrell is one of my buddies. I've loved him from the moment I met him. He's back in Florida, but he's on the West Coast. I'm on the East Coast. And I'm sitting here right now waiting for someone to call. In fact, I sent out a special call to my family and asked them, because today is a very special day in my family. It's my mother's birthday. And my mother's crossed over to the other side, but we can still sing a very special rendition of Happy Birthday to her if we want to. But you have to call in. 516-418-5651. The microphone is yours. If you want to sing a song, tell a story, read a poem, I'd be happy to have you. Meanwhile, here's a story about an elephant.
A Place Called Home, An Elephant Story by Marcetta Davis Linton for Be Unique Magazine. Have you ever wondered where the retired circus elephants go? Are they released into the wild? Are they placed in a zoo? The answer is yes to both, but there is another place they go, in Tennessee. Since 1995, the Elephant Sanctuary has been a hope for elephants that can't return to the wild. The problem with performing elephants is that elephants actually trust people, which makes them easy targets to be poached. The sanctuary is on 110 acres in the mountains of Tennessee. The land is separated into three habitats, the African section, the Asian section, and the barns for the sick, injured, or new elephants. The new elephants are gradually introduced into the pack as they extend their stay. The elephants are introduced into the elephant sanctuary are retired zoo animals, performers, or elephants that are domesticated so they are people friendly. This private sanctuary takes visitors only by appointment. However, you can see the elephants on their new solar power elephant cams. This camera is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The elephant sanctuary offers a distant learning opportunity for classrooms. The program teaches children about the importance of protecting the elephants and the dangers of poaching. The Elephant Sanctuary is celebrating 25 years of protecting elephants and bringing awareness to these majestic animals. You can help them bring awareness to the dangers of extinction of elephants by doing the following. Be an elephant ambassador in your community. Let others be aware. Write your officials concerning the policies that impact the welfare of animals and other exotic animals. Don't purchase anything that contains ivory. This is why poachers hunt the elephants. Look for Rainforest Alliance certification, Forest Stewardship Council, and Roundtable on Sustainable Palm Oil labels for products that don't deplete elephant habitats. Don't support the performances of wild and exotic animals. Purchase paper straws instead of plastic. When shopping, take your own bag instead of a plastic bag. Switch light bulbs to compact fluorescent. Refuel with a reusable coffee mug and shade-grown coffee. Choose used. Join in the circular economy. This means clothing, books, appliances, furniture, and more. Buy online catalogs instead of paper. And when planning to visit the zoo, nature park, or sanctuary in the U.S., look for the GFAS or the AZAA accreditations. Be elephant aware and choose ecotourism operations that support local elephant conservation projects and treats elephants with respect and dignity. Do not ride elephants. We can protect the elephants from what this world is doing to them. Join me in becoming an ambassador in my community today for these beautiful creatures. Elephants need us. Are you willing to answer the call to protect these animals? Learn more about this mountain gem and see the history of the elephant sanctuary at www.elephants.com.
I think she stopped early. That story was actually the cover story to one of our issues, and there's a beautiful photo of Flora, the elephant, on the front cover of Be Unique magazine. You can find that on beunique.org. That's B-U-N-E-K-E.org. Anytime that you want to go online and look for it. I have about a little over half an hour. If anybody wants to join me, the call-in number is 516-418-5651. When Marcy was reading that story, I couldn't help but think, you know, she was talking about how the elephants trust humans, and so they're easy to be exploited, and they're easy, you know, they go to humans quickly. And I thought of a movie I'd watched, a year, maybe 2 years ago, and it just popped into my head. And it was, it starred Bryan Cranston and I believe Ewan McGregor. But maybe, no, I think I'm wrong. Sam Rockwell is who I'm thinking of. The one and only Ivan was just an amazing movie about a gorilla, actually. Helen Mirren was in it, Danny DeVito, Angelina Jolie, Chaka Khan. And several other people, but those were the ones that came to my mind. But it was a fun children's movie, a Disney movie, and it was a lot of fun to watch. A lot more fun to watch than me being here by myself, talking to myself, when people could call in and have a conversation with me at 516-418-5651. But since I'm by myself, I'm going to hit a button that I have no idea what's going to happen. Y'all stay tuned.
It's almost time, kids. The clock is ticking. Be in front of your TV sets for the horrorthon. And remember the big giveaway at 9. Don't miss it. And don't forget to wear your masks. The clock is ticking. It's almost time.
Happy Halloween. Halloween.
Idea what it was. I assume that's something that Tony uploaded. He's got lots of stuff up here. In fact, you know what? I think I might press a couple of buttons and see what else happens. But I want to tell you that if you want to save yourself from me, instead of clicking away, just dial your phone 516-418-5651. 418-5651. 516-418-5651. Oh, wait a minute. I'm not a cheerleader. What am I doing here? Oh, Let me take a breath. Let me take a breath. Listen to Pierre.
Product review. Unpaid and totally honest. You send them, we review it. Each product is given the score based on the following criteria. 1 point for each. The best score is 10 out of 10. Earth-friendly product, earth-friendly packaging, budget-friendly, uniqueness, lives up to the hype, stylish, useful, philanthropic outlook, easy to understand and use, I would buy. Contact us at beunique.reviews@gmail.com for information about where to send your products or suggestions for places or products to review.
Well, thank you, Pierre. That is true. In Be Unique magazine, we do have product reviews, and we love to get your products, and we love to share our reviews. They're perfectly biased. We have a 10-point metric that we follow, and we do our best to be as fair and positive as possible. Okay, so before I press another button, I want to recite our phone number because somebody once told me that I don't give out the phone number enough. 516-418-5651. 516-418-5651. Give me a call. Save me from myself. The show's almost over. And here's a drum for you. I love this drum. I also love the woman who's going to read the next story to you. It's called Art Matters by Yvonne Mason. But first, the phone number is 516-418-5651. Give me a call. Let's have a conversation. So much better than me talking to myself and playing
stories. This is
Yvonne
Sewell. I want to tell you how art matters. When I saw this topic as one of our themes, I was struck by how important these two words really are. Art matters. It does indeed matter for many reasons. The first and foremost reason is so simple that schools have forgotten about it. Art matters because it becomes part of our history. Now think about it. From the time of the caveman, there has been art. There have been drawings found in caves and stories passed down from generation to generation. Music, plays, you name it, and it has become part of our history. Can you imagine trying to find out fashion, everyday life, royalty, and other things we discovered if it had not been for art? The pyramids, they're a great example of how art taught us so much about ancient Egypt and how their history evolved. Take the cradle of civilization. Were it not for the storytellers who wrote down their words, we would have no idea how things came to be. Art is not just a pastime. It is not just for entertainment. Art teaches not only history, it teaches discipline, commitment, social skills, teamwork, goals, success. When I was in school, I started taking band in fourth grade. I continued through graduation of high school. I became disciplined in my practice, my commitment, my social skills, teamwork, goals, and successes. If I did not show up for band practice, I did not get to perform. I would have to sit and watch the others. If I did not practice with my instrument, I lost my slot. Sadly, we have taught our children that sports takes a front seat to the arts. Schools spend thousands of dollars on sports and cut out the arts. This becomes a sad commentary. Art matters. Art opens other doorways and students become better in other subjects like math, English, science, because all of those things are used in art. When I was in school, writing was my passion. However, I was convinced I could not write, and nor was I allowed to, because math was not my friend. This created a void in my life. Had I been encouraged in my art, my lacking in math would have become less of an issue. Art matters. Art teaches us how to research, how to think for ourselves, how to become comfortable in our own skin, and how to be unique. Art helps us to know that we are indeed unique and are worthy of becoming part of the history of our lives. Art matters in any form, whether we appreciate it or not, whether it is our cup of tea or not. It teaches its own lessons. It is an expression of self and becomes part of history, part of the future. Art matters because it is a window in time that will be lost forever if we continue down this path of thinking that art is not important. This is Yvonne Sewell for Be Unique Magazine.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Yvonne. I appreciate that very much. Oh, I kind of got carried away. I don't know what this is. Oh, I know what this one is. Hold on, y'all.
Little pig, let me come in. Not by the hair on your chinny chin chin. But then I'll huff, and I'll puff, and I'll blow your house in.
Whoopsie! That's from The Shining, Jack Nicholson, getting ready to chop down somebody's door. Give me a call at 516-418-5651, and let's discuss your favorite Jack Nicholson movie. And let's see what this has to say. Oh. Show is. I don't know. He's got three here. Let's see what this one sounds like. Very similar to that one. Oh,
good evening.
Short.
It's Thursday night.
Idol show.
Good evening. It's Thursday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and welcome to another episode of Be Unique's Unscripted, where we talk to artists, musicians, performers, and business professionals. My name is Tony Taylor. I'll be your host for this evening. You know, you could spend your Thursday nights anywhere, and we are excited you're spending it with us. The conversation is cool, it's calm, and it's casual.
Just me.
You can also be a part of the conversation by dialing 516-418-5651. Now, before we begin, let's talk about why you need to get on your phone and go to beunique.org. That's BUNEKE.org. Here's what Be Unique is all about. Our mission is to work today to change tomorrow using digital mediums to connect the world with professional storytelling and media production. We work to educate, inspire, and foster positivity and creativity worldwide through video, audio, and a spectacular literary magazine featuring writers from around the world. The newest Be Unique magazine is out right now, and you can read it online along with Be Unique Brevard magazine, the Space Coast premier magazine. Be Unique is also a media powerhouse. Not only do you get this incredible podcast hosted by me, Tony Taylor, but 11 other shows. So sit back, get comfortable, and get ready to dial 516-418-5651 with your questions, comments, and whatever else you may want to say. Let's meet our guest.
Well, it would be nice if I had a guest, but I'm feeling awfully lonely here. Give me a call at 516-418-5651 and save me from the last 25 minutes of isolation with myself. Here's another thing that I don't know. It just says un, which means unscripted, and GWH. Let's find out what Tony put in here. Kind of spooky.
You know, know, I was on this plane once, and I'm sitting there, and captain gets on, he does this whole, you know, we'll be cruising at 35,000 feet, but then he puts the mic down, he forgets to turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
And so he turns to the co-pilot, and he's like, you know, all I could use right now is a fucking blowjob and a cup of coffee. So the stewardess fucking goes bombing up from the back of the plane to tell him that the microphone's still on. This guy in the back of the plane's like, hey, hon, don't forget the coffee.
Uh-oh.
You ever been on a plane? No, but it's a fucking joke. It works better if I tell
him
the
first
person.
I think I need to turn this one off. This is kind of like a not a friendly, child-friendly show. I mean, the show is, but that just messed it all up. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give you the phone number one more time, give you a last chance to call in, 516. Well, not the last chance. I'm going to do this for another 24 minutes, 516-418-5651. Meanwhile, here's a story about synchronicity.
Hello, this is Rita Milios, psychotherapist and holistic wellness coach, reading my article, Synchronicity is So Much More Than Coincidence, for Be Unique magazine. I remember the frantic, and later I realized, prophetic phone call from a student in my Miracles of the Mind class, almost as if it had happened yesterday. The caller explained that something so strange and out of the ordinary had happened to her, that she didn't know what to make of it. Yet she was sure that there was a divine message in what had happened. My student had been walking out the door of her home to go to a special event. Dressed up for the occasion, she had worn a special pair of pierced earrings. She specifically remembered using extra care to secure the earring backs, as she wanted to be sure not to lose one of them. These were expensive earrings and very special to her. Ready to go, she went into the garage toward her car. Then she heard a small ping. Looking down, she spied one of the earrings, which had apparently fallen out, despite her best efforts. However, the real surprise came when she retrieved the earring. Picking it up, she gasped. The earring was still fastened together, with the back and front securely connected. How was that possible? The only way the earring could have fallen out of her ear was if it had come apart. But here it was, on the garage floor, still connected. And she definitely knew that she had put the earring into her ear, all the way through, before exiting the house. What was going on here? This lucky student had been offered a spiritual gift called synchronicity. Synchronicity takes many forms, though it often comes as a coincidence that is not really a coincidence. Synchronicity can also take on a more mysterious form, such as in the case of my student. The key element in synchronicity is that the incident offers a message to the participant. This message is often not recognized by others, who will see it as a mere coincidence or as a case of misinformation. Yet for the person involved, the message they perceive serves to heighten their awareness of, and often their belief in, the spiritual realm. The mystery of synchronicity can be described as a spiritual hello, a tap on the shoulder from one's angels or spiritual guides saying, pay attention, we are here, notice us, and believe in us. We all want proof that the spiritual realm exists. Synchronicities often offer that proof at a crucial stage in the believer's spiritual path. And by doing so, they help us to confidently continue moving forward on our spiritual journeys. Thank you for listening. Again, this has been Rita Milio, psychotherapist and holistic wellness coach for Be Unique magazine. I invite you to listen to my new podcast, Walking the Path, which can be found at beunique.org/radio. Wishing you always blessings on your path.
Well, thank you, Rita. That is awesome. You're absolutely right. I had forgotten that she had put that little plug in there for her show. And her show is typically on the last Friday of every month. And this is all brand new. Rita is self-taught. She's really amazed me with how quickly she learned how to use all the technology that is required in doing a podcast. If you want to talk about podcast, walking the path, synchronicity, bad words, F-bombs, you know, feathers, fun, fingers, things like that, give me a call. I can come up with a lot of F words. In fact, I think I'm going to, this just gave me an idea. I'm going to tell you what the show, the number to the show is. Give me a call, 516-418-5651, and we can talk about your favorite F word. I mean, think about it. Well, let me play this little clip right here real quick. It's a short one.
And now for the next 30 minutes, as the world turns. From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
We don't want to hear
2 o'clock
that,
Eastern Standard Time, some 38 minutes
that.
Ago.
But, you know, there's some fun F words that we can talk about instead of President Kennedy's shot in the dark. You know, there are fingers. There's fun. They're friends. Fantastic is a free word that you can use that starts with F. I have to change some other things. I just realized. But it's okay. There are Fs in the middle of words like powerful and profound that really make me happy. I like those two words. Other F words. Let me think for just a minute. Fuchsia is one of my favorite colors, and I kind of hit a blank here. So I'm going to do a whale watcher story after I give you our number. We got 17 minutes left. Give me a call. 516-418-5651.
Hi.
And here's Zach.
This is Zach Attack reading my article for Be Unique magazine titled My Career as a Professional Whale Watcher. The sun reflects brightly off the ocean. Squinting through my binoculars, I see splashes in the distance. I focus on a spot in the water. Is it another tuna blitz? A small dorsal fin breaks the surface. With the sunlight and distance, I can't get an exact species ID, but it is undoubtedly a dolphin. I watch more fins break the surface. They're swimming away from the sun's glare and towards my vessel. As they approach, I snap some photos with my 600mm lens so I can view the animals up close and document their behaviors. As I focus the lens onto the dolphins, their features become clear. Their elongated rostrum, falcate dorsal fin, the black and white spots along their topside tell me it's Stenella frontalis, commonly known as the Atlantic spotted dolphin. This species is a common sight in this area of the world. Viewing these animals, documenting them, and recommending procedures to the ship's crew on behalf of these animals for their safety is the basis of my career as a protected species observer, a PSO. The purpose of my job is to limit the exposure of marine mammals and sea turtles to the low-frequency sound sources the vessel's various kinds of sonar emit to scan the seafloor. The vessels I work on scan the seafloor for various reasons depending on the contract. Typically, the vessels I work on are mapping the seafloor for building projects. However, these projects can't happen if it accidentally harms the local wildlife, which is where my PSO team comes in. We keep a watchful eye over the water until spotting something. If we see a protected species, we work with the vessel captain to take the best action to protect that animal's well-being. If a turtle pops up too close to the ship, we shut down the sonar. If we spot an injured or dead seal floating by, we call it in to be collected. There are ups and downs to what I do. There's a considerable amount of paperwork. I'm away from home for extended periods of time. but this allows me to write and plan for my educational outreach programs. The internet isn't very good, so I'm not aware of the world outside of the ship, but it's nice to unplug for a bit. Due to the current pandemic, we aren't allowed to leave the ship when we're in port, but I also don't have to cook or clean. These are the trade-offs I make for my career. Off in the distance, a whale and her calf surface in the vessel's path. I radio the captain so we can make course adjustments to avoid hitting them. This moment, this makes it all worth it. In the most simplistic description, I get paid to watch wild animals. Best job ever, right?
Yeah, I think that is pretty darn cool. Whale watching, and you know what I love about it is he writes for Be Unique. Not all the time because he's not always available, but when he can, I love to read what he has to say. Now it's time for the phone number again. We have 13 minutes and I have lots of stories to share with you. 6418-5651. And here's a really cool guy doing a really cool hobby. Hi, I'm Mary Brotherton, reading for Be Unique magazine. He restores antique parasols. Brandon McKinney stumbled upon two old parasols in an antique mall. Oh, the days of finding parasols in the wild, he said. He bought them, researched, and discovered one was from the 1840s. I was hooked, he said. I came across pieces that needed work, and I started looking for ways to get them repaired. Brandon thought that with enough study, some determination and guidance, he could do it himself. He started with a blank slate, a late 1850s English beach folding parasol. It took me 2 years to find the silk I felt gave it the right look, and I learned what stitches were used, though I had never sewn before. Crediting Martha Vincent, his mentor and parasol godmother, Brandon said, while we didn't always see eye to eye, we shared a passion for the same thing, and I'll forever be grateful for her guidance. Brandon keeps his collection in a giant 1830s Biedermeier cabinet he calls Parasol Narnia until they come out for exhibits. A Brevard County native, Brandon started exploring local history in 2004. He volunteers as a docent at Lawndale, the former home of Hiram Smith Williams, on the National Register of Historic Places. I've also taken my umbrellas up into the attic of Lawndale for some fun photo shoots. I've loaned them to friends for events, but generally, they live in their little cave. Brandon has restored about 50 pieces, some taking more than a year to complete due to the need to find the perfect components to bring them back to life. You'll learn something new with each piece, he said. I'm still refining my technique. Included with the restored projects, Brandon owns almost 200 parasols focused on two periods, 1845 to 1860 and 1868 to 1875. Taking a broader look, he said, my collection covers from roughly 1805 until 1935, but there's only a handful of pieces that date after 1920. Though he has sold a few, Brandon said he prefers not to. The truth of the matter is, I have a really difficult time selling them, because once I've worked on them, they kind of become my children. The few I have sold have been to people I know will care for them. Brandon's current obsession with Lawndale has been figuring out the sequence of construction as the house was built in three phases. But he said this brings up more questions than answers and further research is needed. He said, it's quite exciting. I frequently muse about how the interior of the house was finished and decorated. Brandon said he received books about Victorian architecture and steamboats and Art Nouveau jewelry as Christmas gifts and is grateful to his parents for encouraging his interests. I also like going out to nature preserves, especially in the spring when wildflowers are blooming, he said. If sandhill cranes or scrub jays are involved with those walks, I'm as happy as a clam. Brandon also reads the 1887 Ladies' Manual of Art. It's filled with confusing instructions for techniques like names, with names like vitrimony and diaphony. The chapter on taxidermy is interesting for the fact that we all have this perception of genteel women of this period sitting among doilies, taking callers and reading sappy poetry. But here they were getting instructions on how to debone a pheasant for stuffing or desiccate mollusks. Brandon said, "The closest I'd ever come to that is mounting insects. I've made paper flowers and embroidered with fish scales called pearl embroidery. I have many skills that, while generally considered useless today, are at least aesthetically pleasing." Brandon encourages everyone to find something they're passionate about. Live it, breathe it, and learn about it. Don't be afraid, he said, of jumping and messing things up, because that's part of the process. Give yourself the space and permission to follow those passions wherever they take you, because they can allow you to do amazing things, meet amazing people, and make wonderful friends. For Be Unique Magazine, this is Mary Brotherton. Thank you for listening. Well, that was fun to remember. It's been a while since I wrote that article. Brandon was such a delight. We have about 8 minutes left in the show, and it's pretty clear to me that I get take a few minutes off early because I don't think anybody's calling. The number is 516-418-5651. Do you think anybody's going to call in? I wonder. Probably not. I would be really, really surprised if they did. I'm going to actually wind this show down with something that Franklin wrote that Pierre recorded.
Be Unique works to change the world for a better tomorrow, using digital mediums to connect the dots of the world through professional storytelling. We have
Franklin
all embracing all-inclusive heart and are always learning to create new things to revitalize and sustain old things. While recognizing our differences, we use positive and universal thinking to strategize for a positive outcome. We collaborate people of all distinctions to create a better me, a better you, a better us. By caring for others, there's no room in our hearts for hatred, racism, or egoism. So, let our visions heal and keep the promises of what we will be. One day, by living helpful, caring, and happy, healthy, and essential lives. With the wonderful staff and volunteers at Be Unique, we will continue to pursue that dream by making the world a better place for everyone. From everyone at BeUnique.org, to our readers and listeners, thank you for all your support. There's so much more on the way.
Now you watch. Somebody's going to call in at the last minute. And that's okay. 516-418-5651. Here is another one from Colin.
If you like the show tonight, let us know. Call 321-417-4309 or email mary@beunique.org to ask how you can sponsor the show. It's simple and doesn't have to cost much at all. Visit beunique.org for even more details. That's BUNEKE.org. Join the global world changers who already know how Be Unique helps bring together like-minded humans who are making the world a better place. Read the magazine and blog posts, watch our videos, listen to our podcast, and visit our social media from one location, and let's work together. Change tomorrow by finding solutions today. Visit BeUnique.org to learn more. That's BUNEKE.org.
Well, thank you very much, Colin. I appreciate that. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go right over here to Colin's mom, Jennifer, and let her tell you a little
bit
about
Unique Unscripted. Radio brings you unscripted conversations with world changers and difference makers Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on all your favorite platforms. Visit BeUnique.org to learn who is scheduled next and how you can talk with our guests and become part of the show. That's BeUnique.org. See you there.
And, you know, I really thought that my family was going to call in because I put on Facebook, which is where most of them live in the evenings, that tonight was Granny Merle's birthday, who is my mother, as I said earlier. And I thought that she would, that they would call in and talk to me about her. They were very talkative last night on Facebook about this silly little game that I posted. And I guess because I wanted them to talk, they decided they didn't want to bother. And that's okay. I'm finding all kinds of F words like forgiveness. Here's another one.
Thanks
I think
listening.
This is, yep,
and
Pierre.
Remember, best way to be unique is to just be you.
How cool is that? Just be you. I did find quite a few F words, but I'm going to throw out this phone number one more time. We have about 4 minutes, 516-418-5651. If somebody wants to call at the last minute, I will talk with you for another half hour or so. In the meantime, listen to these F words. Fab, fabulous, facial, facile, that means easy. Facilitate, factual, fair, fairly, fairness, faithful, faithfully, faithfulness, fame, famed, familial, familiar, family, fan, fanatic, fanciful, fanfare, fantabulous, fantasize, fantastic, fantastically, far out, far-reaching, far-seeing, far-sighted, fascinate, and a whole bunch of fascinated kind of things. Fascinator, I like to wear fascinators. Fashion, fashionable, fashionably, fashionista. Fast, blah, 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 blah. A lot of fast is Fauntleroy. Lord Fauntleroy. Favorable, favorite. Fearful, fearless, fearlessly. Feasible, feast, feature. Now, here we are down to 2 minutes and 46 seconds. And you know what? I'm going to play a little bit of music.
For listening this evening. We're happy you chose to spend this time with us, and we hope you learned as much as we did.
Every Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And if you'd like us to invite you or someone you know to speak right here, just go to BeUnique.org and contact us there.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around the fact that our newly branded podcast has so many global listeners and that our website and magazine receive thousands of visitors each month. Let's put your brand in front of all those people. Mary can share the demographics with you. Contact her through the website. That's BeUnique.org.
Well, thank you, everybody. It's been fun talking to myself.